Au
Good morning, it's I was calling from INS Law in relation, calling in regards to your Scottish Redress Scheme application. Is now a convenient time to talk?
Yes.
So I do need to remind you that calls are recorded for training and quality purposes.
Okay.
And for data protection, can I take your full name, please?
Gary New McKinnon.
And then also your date of birth.
Check till name, consent, and name. Got to call both, sorry.
It's okay. And what year was that, sorry?
79.
So that's the 6th of February, 1979.
6th of December, 1979.
Okay. I'm just going to go through your details and take some further details if that's okay.
Okay.
Okay, and also your home address, please.
It's 607 Taser Road West.
And would you mind just spelling that?
T-A-I-S-L-E-Y. Road, R-O-A-D, West, W-E-S-T.
Paisley Road West.
P-A-I-S-L-E-Y, Paisley.
Yeah, thank you. And that was 607.
Part position 1-3.
And is the postcode
G-41-1-RP? No, G-41, 1 Romeo Papa.
Yep. if you go quiet, I am just typing up your responses. Okay, so in regards to communication, are you okay with email, text, and phone calls?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, and just as an extra layer of security, would you like to add a password to your account? It can
Rangers.
Be anything.
Rangers.
Rangers.
Okay.
So, I appreciate that discussing experiences connected to your application can be difficult and upsetting, so please take your time during this call if you need a break, further explanation, support, or would prefer to continue another time, please just let me know. Do you suffer from any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you wish to make us aware?
I've got paranoid schizophrenia, Phil.
What was that, sorry?
Paranoid schizophrenia.
Okay.
Paranoid schizophrenia.
Okay.
It's involving a bad car crash and damage my head.
Yeah. I know if that's down for you.
I'm not actually too sure about this. I've seen something, but if I've been in care. But.
Yeah, so. The Scottish Redress Scheme, it provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. Okay, so does that apply to yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. So the purpose of today's call is to explain the Scottish Redress Scheme, explain your options, explain how INS law operates, to discuss funding and fees and gather information to assess whether we may be able to assist you.
Okay.
So it is important that you understand all of your available options before deciding whether to instruct us. You are entitled to apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme by yourself without a solicitor, or instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fees Scheme. They are paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application. Under the government scheme, participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you with the application, regardless of whether you are successful or not. INS Law does not operate under the statutory scheme and will not claim those government-funded fees. If you decide to instruct us, you would be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we would not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. So at this stage, please can you confirm that you've not instructed any other solicitors to act for you in
No.
real? Okay. Our agreement operates on a no-win, no-fee basis. So this means if your application is unsuccessful, you will pay nothing. If you withdraw your application on our advice, you will also pay nothing.
Okay.
If your application is successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees will consist of basic charges based on time spent and a success fee. However, the total fees, including VAT, are capped at no more than 16% plus VAT of your redress payment, so you'll never pay more than the agreed cap, which is 19.2%. So it is important that I make clear that we cannot guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of the award that the scheme may award. The Scottish Redress Scheme operates on a discretionary basis, which I will explain in greater detail during this call.
Okay.
If instructed, we can assist whether you'll be eligible to apply to the redress scheme, gathering and reviewing evidence, preparing and submitting the application, corresponding with the Scottish Redress Scheme, advising on any offer made, explaining the statutory waiver if an award is offered, and assistance with any reconsideration or review process within the scheme. If a redress offer is made, we will fully explain the statutory waiver before you decide whether to accept anything. It is important because accepting an award may affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to matters. You would never be expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences. If you decide to proceed, you will have a 14-day cancellation period after signing the agreement. You can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. If you choose, you can authorise us to begin work immediately while your cancellation rights still remain. Are you happy for the work to begin immediately while your cancellation rights still remain?
Yeah.
Okay, so we are formally able to act for you. We will require proof of your identity for verification purposes. We therefore will need a copy of your photographic ID and proof of address dated within 3 months of today's date. We require this information to comply with anti-money laundering regulations. Following this conversation, I will send you information by email in relation to what is and what is not acceptable forms of ID. So I just need to take some more details, if that's okay. So are you able to provide me with your mother and father's name?
My dad's name is Neil McKinnon.
And would you mind just spelling that for me, please?
N-E-I-L. M-E-C-K-I-N-N-O-N.
Okay, Neil McKinnon.
Uh-huh.
And then your mother's name, please.
Margaret Murphy.
Margaret Murphy.
M-U-R-P-H-Y.
Thank you. And then the GP that you are currently registered with, please.
Dr. Hosey, Midlock Street, Ibrox, Glasgow.
And would you mind just spelling that, please?
Midlock, M-I-L-L-O-C-K, M-I-D-L-O-C-K, S-T-R-E-E-T.
Thank And is that Medlock Medical Center?
Yes.
Right, and also your address prior to care shown, please.
Hello?
Your address prior to care, so the address that you lived in before going into care.
I'm 36 West Street, Mark Cole, Lanarkshire.
And would you mind just spelling that for me, please? Was that number 26?
26 yes, West Clyde, WESTELYDE, Street, STREET.
Perfect, thank you. 26 West Clyde Street. And is that the postcode G848AW?
I'm 11 and 7 pounds. I don't know the postcode.
Okay,
It's
that's no problem.
Marco LARKHALL, Lanarkshire, LANARKSHIRE.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, were you known by any other names?
No.
Okay, so have you been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses?
Yes, been diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia. Hallucinations and delusional thoughts.
Okay. Would you like to add a beneficiary to your application?
What is happening?
So, if anything was to happen to you, someone could take over your application.
No.
Okay. Okay, so I do now need to ask for the care settings that you've placed in. So, do you know the names of them?
Does this include foster parents?
What was that, sorry?
Does this include foster parents?
Foster care, yeah. Okay, so are you able to provide me with the details?
Woman called Bonus Street, Davenhill, Glasgow.
Was that 103 or 104?
114.
114.
Bonus Street. BOWMANCSTREET. Governor GOVANHILL. Glasgow.
Okay, perfect, thank you. And do you know the date or the year that you were placed here in this care setting?
When I was 7 year old, 1987, I don't know what month, but 1997 it was.
1997. Okay. And do you know how long you were there for?
So it was 1989.
Till 1999.
1989.
Oh, 1989 to 1997. Okay.
1987 to 1989.
So, again, as I said previously, I do appreciate that it is a sensitive subject. But if I could just take a brief statement on what you experienced in this foster care.
At the end, it was signed, but I just rebuilt after my foster parent, bro. And then my dad died in 1989. I got removed from the tenancy at my foster parents. My dad died, and after the funeral, I got moved to other foster parents, to initiate foster parents in 10 Mile. I'm not too sure of the address, but.
And how were the foster parents with you? How did they treat you?
They were fine, aye.
Okay, and did you experience any type of abuse in these care settings?
No. There was mostly residential schools that I got me standing stress positions, but I was without talking or moving. And I used to get restrained a lot for the staff, the residential staff, that there was four big men on top of me, restraining my arms up my back, legs up my back,
Yeah.
and nailing on my spine. I've got paranoid schizophrenia, I think that's because of where I've been brought up.
Yeah. The outcome of that. Yeah. And did you say this was in residential schools?
Yeah. I get made to stand without speaking for 2 hours, 3 hours. If I spoke, my time would start again, reverse the time back to the white server, and I'd have to stand until it was complete. I got restrained off the staff quite a lot. A traumatic time for me.
Okay. So it was a lot of physical stuff.
One instance, one of my residential schools, my headmaster, but he's going down to speak to me, and if I'd been misbehaving, he used to punch me.
Yeah.
That's in Bull Ross School.
In Balrossie. And what did you say happened here?
I would get down to his office and he'd punch me about the office.
This was a member of staff.
I was a headmaster in my school.
Headmaster. Was it Balrossie School or Balrossie Residential School?
Overall, residential school.
Okay. Okay, and do you know the year that you was in this Balrossie residential school?
1990, 91.
Okay.
Stayed there for a few years, then got moved to children's home. Before that, I was in a Newfield Assessment Centre, where I used to get sent to my room all the time after being restrained off the staff, and there was bars on the window to stop you open the window. It's a horrible, horrible institution.
Yeah. Okay, so was that Nuffield, did you say?
Newfield, Newfield.
Newfield.
Assessment Centre.
Okay.
I think it's gone now, but I think in
Yeah.
Oxford.
Yeah.
They used to take my shoes off me so I couldn't go outside. I used to walk to the train station to meet my mum.
Yeah.
Looking back, stop arguing with staff, why is my son getting no trainers on? You
Yeah.
know, he's walking about in bare feet about town.
In your bare feet. Do you know the year that you were in Newfield?
1990.
And was there any other sentence that you were in?
St. Philip's.
What was that, sorry?
St. Philip's.
St. Philip's.
Residential school. I got fostered twice, and the rest of the time I was in assessment centres or residential school.
Yeah.
I stayed in St. Philip's in 1992, 3 until 1995.
1993 to 1995. I'm just writing all these down for you so we have got everything that you're telling me. Okay, so up to now I've got the foster care in Govan Hill, Balrossie Residential School, Newfield Assessment Centre and St Philip's Residential School. Was there any more, or was it just them four?
No, that's it.
Okay.
Careful, but I wasn't there long enough. Nothing happened in there. Just
And which one was that?
careful, residential still careful.
Yeah, and nothing happened there.
Nothing happened there, no.
Okay. And did you say anything happened in the foster care?
My foster brother used to bully me, hit me, this is made my life a hell.
Yeah.
Everybody was constantly bullying and hitting me, intimidating me. They used to be horrible at me every day, you're so horrible at me.
Yeah.
But there's no other foster parents that I had children.
Yeah. can just add on these statements to your application if I do go quiet.
That's all right, Paul.
Okay, so we've got them saved for you. I do appreciate you taking the time to tell me them things. In regards to the application, there are two types of applications that can be pursued under the redress scheme. So there is the fixed payment of £10,000. This is a fixed amount award regardless of the severity of the abuse you've suffered. There's also the individually assessed payment of up to £100,000. This is decided by a closed panel dependent on the level of abuse you've suffered.
What one do you think I'm going for?
So, based on what you've told me today, I am going to put you forward for the individually assessed payment.
I think after looking at a care, I went under the Mental Health Act.
Yeah.
Stress in my brain, diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia.
Yeah.
Since I left care and got put under the Act, I've been in several hospitals getting treatment, injections in my bum.
Yeah.
And being restrained and everything. I was homeless.
Yeah.
And I got attempted from this flat. This isn't my flat I'm in. And I could get moved on at any point of time.
Yeah.
So it's back into institutions again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be able to see all that on your medical records as well when we obtain them. So obviously that will work in your favour towards the evidence for the application. So in regards to the Scottish Redress Scheme, you don't actually have to attend any meeting with them. We provide a detailed witness statement on your behalf to the scheme to tell your story. So based on the information you've provided me with today, the next step would be for me to send you a few documents. So these documents you'll need to sign and return back to us. It'll be a client care letter, a conditional fee agreement, a letter of authority which allows us to act on your behalf, request for proof of address and proof of identity, and the redress application forms. So you're under no pressure or obligation to proceed with this application. It is entirely up to you. And I can send them over to you. They are sent by text and email. You can take them away, look over them and sign them in your own time, but I am happy to stay on the phone and guide you through signing them if you do want me to do that.
How do I sign them if I'm not there?
So they'll be sent by text and email. All you have to do is click on the link.
And I'm hopelessly phones, pal.
What was that, sorry?
I'm hopelessly technology and phones.
Yeah, so I can stay on the phone if you'd like me to guide you through it. I do just need to send them over to you first.
Send them by post?
It'll be by email, if that's okay.
See, I just learned how to email when I was in hospital. But I'm very unsure what I'm doing on my mobile phone.
Do you have access to email at all?
I can go on email, but I'm not sure what I'm doing, how to submit that. and
what
that's
I can do is just talk you through it, if that's easier for you. Yeah, okay. So just give me a little minute and I'll send them over to you, and then if you go on the email, I'll talk you through what to do, and you can just tell me when you received it. So I'm just going to send them over to you now. So give it 2 minutes. If you are happy for me to stay on the phone, then I can do, by all means. Okay, so I'll just get them sent over now.
Hey, going online?
Sorry.
Online?
Yeah, so if you just pop on your emails now.
Send your document.
Yeah, so they should be coming.
I'm not saying this, sir. Gavin is coming, 6079, consent name. 607 period of address, Phillips in Glasgow. Previous address, 36 West High Street, Larkhall, Lanarkshire, North Mainland, Margaret Murphy, Palace in Neil McKinn. First name, MIS at law. Please go through the documents and review the full thing.
Yeah, so on, there should be a little yellow box. Yeah, so if you click on that, it should take you to each page that you need to sign.
Right, that to sign.
Yeah, so if there's a little box. You just need to go on that and just scribble your signature in the little box.
This won't be my thing, is it?
So is it allowing you to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. So just take your time, just go sign the box and then click the yellow button again and it should take you to the next one. Yeah, so there should be about 5 or 6 boxes that you have to sign. So have you done all of them?
I've signed them, uh-huh.
Sign them. So if you scroll to the very bottom, it should take you down to a little box that you have to tick.
Documents ready.
Yeah, so if you tick that box and then press submit.
No.
There may be some outstanding boxes that you need to go back and just check if they are signed.
Application form 2, next steps.
Yeah.
What do they know?
Okay, so has it allowed you to send it back to us?
Yeah, that's what I'm not saying, sure.
What was that, sorry? Is it still asking for your signature?
No.
Is it submitted?
Part from the document for the sheet addition statement, please. I don't know what I'm doing.
So, the little boxes that you have to sign.
I've signed them.
Have you signed them? And then have you scrolled all the way to the bottom of the page?
Uh-huh.
And there should be a little box that you need to tick. Does it allow you to tick the box?
No. When I was in the food, it's just that you wrote it.
Okay, just give me 2 seconds, I'll just see.
You're not sure if it's a urine.
I'm just gonna check now.
I came from everyone ready. Everyone.
Okay.
Got here,
Are you
see,
back?
platform on their side, platform to their side, from supplementary sheet. Yeah, verify.
I'm just having a little look now to see if the documents have come through. Right, yeah, they've come through. That's perfect.
CFA, INS, verify.
Yeah. They've all
Yep.
come through.
Yes, that's
Thank
good.
you. Yeah, that's all done. Perfect. Thank you very much. So, what I am going to send you now is a request for your proof of ID and proof of address. Have you got a photographic ID that you can provide us with a copy of? It can be a passport, a driving license, anything like that.
Social Security, whatever, right?
As proof of address.
What about this CFA-INS? Verify. Part 1 form, verify.
Was that, would that be what you've given to us for proof of address? Has it got your name and address on? So have you received any letters with your name and address on recently?
Yeah. My
So,
battery's running low.
I'll just send it over via through email, and it'll be a list of the things that are suitable to send over to us, if that's easier. Is that okay?
It's not verified.
No, that's okay. It's all done. It's all sent back to us.
Right, yeah. Mobile phone. Yeah.
So I'll send you an email with the documents that we required. Is that okay?
He's getting confusion, pal.
I do apologize.
Don't know what I'm doing. I've turned this photo, but I don't know how to send it to you.
No, we've received the form back now, so that's no problem. So all we need now is a copy of your ID and proof of address.
I've taken a photo, but I don't know how to send it to you.
Yes, that's okay. So I'll send you an email so that you can reply to the email with the photo, if that's okay.
Right.
Okay. So I'm just going to send that over to you now. And then again, we do need proof of address. That can be a utility bill, a bank statement,
Still nothing to
yeah, I've just sent it over to you then.
but can't change it.
So if you just refresh it, it should have come through by now.
Did you get that?
I'll have a little check now. So did you receive the email, yeah?
No. Not having to do it.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll send the text. I'm just going to send another one over just to see if that one comes through. Okay, if you just refresh the emails just to see if it's come through.
No, nothing came through.
Okay, so if you've got the document ready to send over, I can just provide you with the email just so you can send to us.
This is still confusing for myself.
I do apologise for that.
Can you not send me a letter with the information? I can send it back to your office.
Just give me 2 seconds.
So that's powers.
Okay, so if it is too hard to send it by email, you can send it by post to the address, the postal address.
Have you got an address on the envelope?
Yeah, so I can provide you with the address, but you don't need to send the original copy of the document. It will need to be a photocopy of the document.
Okay.
So, 2 seconds and I'll just give you the postal address, okay? Okay, so you ready to take it down?
Yeah.
So it's Building B.
Building B.
23.
Building 3.
B for Bravo.
Bowden B.
Goodless. So
What?
that's G for
What?
golf.
Le
O for Oscar. O for Oscar. D for Delta. L for Lima. A for Alpha. S for Sierra. S for Sierra. So that should be Goodless. Goodless Road. And then that's speak, S for Sierra, P for Papa, E for Echo, K for Kilo, E for Echo. And that's Liverpool. L for Lima, 2-4. Nine. H J.
Okay. Spelling B 20. If you get last road. Spoke.
Speak.
Oh.
So that should be S for Sierra, P for Papa, E for Echo, K for Kilo, E for Echo.
S for Sierra, E.
P for Papa. E for Echo. K for Kilo.
S for Sierra, P for Papa, E for Echo, A for Alpha, K for Kilo. Speak.
No, so it's S-P-E-K-E.
Right, so, right, Paul,
Matt's in Liverpool.
What?
In Liverpool.
In Liverpool?
Yeah.
Are you sure to speak Liverpool? Is that
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you got the postcode?
349HJ.
L249HJ.
Okay. I got it, pal. L349HJ. Helicopter, do you know it?
Yeah. Yeah. That's
when will I receive the documentation? And what is it I need? Proof of address, name, address, photographic ID.
Yeah, so it's for a photocopy of your ID and then proof of address. So a letter dated within the last 3 months.
What ID you need? I've not got a passport or driving license. I've got a bus pass.
Yeah.
Will that do?
So if you don't have a photographic ID, we can accept 3 letters instead.
Right, okay.
So that's 3 letters dated within the last 3 months.
Right, okay.
Okay. So if you get them sent over to us, then we'll progress your application, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for your time today.
Sure, Paul, bye-bye.
I'll take care now, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.